AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The mayor of Mariupol in Ukraine tells the AP more than 10,000 civilians have died in the Russian siege of that city. President Biden wants one of America's closest allies to take a harder line against Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The AP's Sagar Magani is at the White House.
India says it's appealing for peace between Moscow and Kyiv.
The situation in Ukraine is very worrying.
But as he spoke virtually with President Biden through an interpreter, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi remains under pressure to put pressure himself on Russia. India has stayed neutral, raising concerns here at the White House and drawing praise from Moscow. In trying to persuade Modi to do more, the president citing a deep connection between Americans and Indians.
Ties of family, of friendship, and of shared values.
Earlier at the Pentagon, Defense Chief Lloyd Austin gave the same message to his counterpart, saying Indian leadership is vital to keeping world order.
So too is a U.S.-India defense partnership. And our collaboration with like-minded partners.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
Two families with transgender teens and two physicians are suing the state of Alabama to overturn a law that makes it a crime for doctors to treat trans youth under 19 with puberty blockers or hormones to help them affirm their gender identity. St. Louis prosecutor Kim Gardner reached an agreement with the Missouri Office of Disciplinary Counsel in which she acknowledges mistakes in her handling of the prosecution of former Missouri Governor Eric Greitens. The 2018 prosecution of Greitens played a pivotal role in his eventual resignation. There were allegations of an affair 3 years earlier with his St. Louis hairdresser. Greitens is now attempting a political comeback and is a leading contender for the Republican nomination for a Senate seat, despite recent allegations of abuse by his ex-wife. This is AP News. Teammates and former coaches are among those dealing with the shock over the death of Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback Dwayne Haskins. Here's the AP's Ben Thomas.
Dwayne Haskins was working on a second chapter for his young NFL career. The 24-year-old quarterback had been spending time with Steelers teammates in Florida, getting ready to compete for a starting job. Speaking to WSYX-TV, his former coach at Ohio State, Urban Meyer, recalled a player with supreme talent.
I thought, my goodness, we got something. And then you get to know him as a person.
But personal attributes that shine beyond the field.
One of the sweetest kids, I mean.
Steelers teammates concur. Defensive lineman Cam Hayward describing Haskins as a guy you wanted to be around with an infectious smile. And linebacker T.J. Watt describes Haskins as never taking life for granted. I'm Ben Thomas.
Jury selection started near Washington in a libel lawsuit Johnny Depp filed against his ex-wife, Amber Heard, whom he accuses of falsely portraying him as a domestic abuser. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.